We have a new climate change performance index. We are ranked 33rd out of 60 countries when it comes to dealing with global warming. We're behind all of Europe, even Brazil and Mexico. So what is it we're not doing? Dr. Niklas Hernes is with the New Climate Institute, the group behind the index. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Per capita on emissions and energy, is this where we're falling down?
Well, New Zealand is a very particular case. It has a very particular emissions profile. Half of New Zealand's emissions come from agriculture and the other half from energy. In other countries, the agriculture is much lower. And with that emission profile, New Zealand has quite high per capita emissions, and they have not changed since 1990.
Well,
they need to go down to be in line.
The reason for that is, of course, we have a tremendous number of cows and a very big dairy industry, and if it was to go down or we were to change our profile, we'd ruin basically our economy, and why on earth would we want to do that?
Well, you should not do that, but I think you have to find ways to reduce also those emissions. So you have to reduce the energy-related emissions and also the agriculture-related emissions. That's a bit more difficult, but there are ways to do that. And if it can't be done, it could also be compensated by emission reductions elsewhere.
So like what? What would you suggest we do?
Yeah, I would suggest one option is, for example, to expand the emission trading system that you have already to include the agriculture system. And that way, if it's very difficult to reduce emissions in agriculture, it could be reduced elsewhere at a lower cost. And by that, the overall emissions of your country would go down without stopping your dairy industry.
Where does the role of the Paris Accord, because we've signed the Paris Accord like most other countries around the world, and the sense here is that we're doing our bit by signing that. Where does that fit into this overall equation?
Well, the Paris Agreement basically says that we have to reach zero emissions by the second half of the century, and that means zero emissions of all greenhouse gases. And for developed countries, that means that they have to do that a bit earlier. So what New Zealand now has to do is to figure out a plan how to reduce the emissions really to zero. And if that can't be done in the agriculture sector, then it has to be done in other sectors and compensated for that. But that's the real challenge, going to zero.
All right, Niklas, appreciate your time very much. Labor's going to fix it all, of course. They're going to put the farmers into the ETS. So basically, it's just a tax. Am I thick? Because here's your thing. So you put your farmers in the ETS, along with all the other people in the ETS, the emissions trading scheme, and you taxed. And the tax goes where, to do what, and achieve what? No one's. I've asked this question before, and no one's able to answer it. The $1.4 billion that we pay each year by signing the Paris Climate Accord, where does it go? Literally, where does it go? Into whose bank account does it go? And then what do they do with that money that saves the world? Can anyone, just a singular person, answer me that particular question? I just get slightly frustrated at people like him from far parts of Europe who spend their life in cloistered environs and pick up the phone and tell us what to do.